Good Thursday. Today is October the 10th, and you're listening to My Farm. Once again, fertilizer prices are changing, something that definitely has an impact when it comes to a farmer's balance sheet. We're going to take a look at what they've done in the past week and what some of the driving forces are behind fertilizer prices moving into the future. We'll have that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Fertilizer prices making agricultural news once again, as average retail prices for most major fertilizers were lower in the fourth week of September, with prices for two fertilizers actually down significantly, according to a recent survey. Now, prices for seven of the eight major fertilizers were lower compared to last month. That's a trend that's continued for the last few weeks, and prices for two fertilizers were significantly lower. That means down more than 5%. 10340 led the way down, 7% lower compared to last month. That starter fertilizer had an average price of $593 a ton. Also substantially lower was potash, which was down 6% from a month ago. That an average price of $457 a ton. Now, five other fertilizers were slightly lower compared to a month ago. DAP had an average price of $738 a ton, MAP at $812 a ton, urea was at $485 a ton, while UAN-28 was at $320 a ton, and UAN-32 came in at $351 per ton. Now, one fertilizer was slightly more expensive than a month ago, that being anhydrous ammonia. It had an average price of $684 a ton, and that was actually up $8 a ton from last month. So if you break it down to a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 53 cents per pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous was 42 cents, UAN-28 was 57 cents a pound, and UAN-32 was 55 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Now, it's worth noting 51.1% of global urea exports come from the Middle East and the North Africa region, and an expanding military conflict in the Middle East would be bad news for retail fertilizer prices. Now, if we take a look at what's going on, the tensions between Israel and Iran are increasing, and that some reports are saying the Iranian attacks on Israel could cause some issues. A potential war between these two countries would not necessarily bring the entire region to war. However, a potential larger military operation is certainly not good news for nutrient prices, considering how much nitrogen fertilizer supplies come from that part of the world. One out of every 2 tons of global urea exports around the world comes from this part of the map. Now, if we take a look back at where prices are for all but two fertilizers, they're lower compared to a year ago. 10340 is 3% lower. UAN-28 is 9% less expensive. Potash, 10% lower. Anhydrous, 11% less expensive. And both urea and UAN-32 are 15% lower compared to 1 year ago. Now, both DAP and MAP are 5% higher than last year. And this survey gathers fertilizer price bids from ag retailers each week. It's compiled by DTN. All that being said, we'll have to keep a close eye on what's going on in the Middle East to see how it impacts prices. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Talk about the beef cattle business, as there are a few clues out there that may help predict the short-term direction of the industry.
Are beef cattle producers finally beginning to hold back some heifers for breeding or not? Are we still in herd contraction mode? Last Friday's USDA Cattle on Feed report offers no clue to that. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham says we'll have to wait a month for the next real clue.
When we get the October 1st inventory number, it will provide us with a breakout of the sex of the animals on feed. So that could provide us with a little indication about whether or not, you know, we're seeing higher proportions of heifers being put on feed, you know, which could give us a little bit of an indication about the retention of heifers for addition to the breeding herd.
Meanwhile, Friday's Cattle on Feed report shows August placements in the feedlots 1% below a year ago, and the September 1st feedlot inventory up 1%, so not much to go on there. Of course, cattle and beef prices can certainly influence producer decisions. Prices, while still very high, have come down in the last few weeks, even though cattle supplies continue to shrink. Shagum says that may have more to do with consumers than with beef producers.
We are looking at, you know, sort of this transition period right now where you moved away from grilling season. You haven't quite gotten to the holiday season. Retailers tend to be specialing lower value end cuts such as chucks and rounds for roasts, a typical cooler weather fall fare. And as a result, we're sort of seeing declining wholesale beef prices, which of course will squeeze packer margins and make them less desirable to necessarily bid up the price of cattle.
In the meantime, feedlots seem to be holding on to cattle for longer periods of time.
There have been incentives for those producers to sort of keep those cattle around if they think they can put on extra weight and hopefully parlay that into some higher fed cattle prices.
And Chagum says, make no mistake, cattle supplies are going to diminish, and cattle prices in 2025 will be higher than the prices we're seeing right now. So again, the question remains, when will producers start to retain more heifers for addition to the breeding herd? And again, Shagum says we may get a clue to that in the next Cattle on Feed report, which will break out the cattle population by, dare I say it, sex. That report comes out October 25th. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.